England in 1534 was not a country that woke up one morning and decided to tear itself apart. The rupture came from the top, from a king who wanted a divorce and a pope who said no, and what followed wasn't just a domestic dispute between a man and a church. It was the moment an entire civilization's foundation cracked open. Everything built on top of that foundation started shifting, and the people living inside it had no say in any of it. Henry VIII had been married to Catherine of Aragon for over 20 years. She'd given him a daughter, Mary, but not the son he believed he needed to secure his dynasty. He'd fixed his attention on Anne Boleyn. He wanted the marriage annulled. Pope Clement VII refused. And Henry, who was not a man who accepted being told no, found a different answer entirely. Between 1532 and 1534, Parliament passed a series of acts that severed England's legal and spiritual ties to Rome. The Act of Supremacy in 1534 made it official. Henry was now the supreme head of the Church of England. Not the Pope. The King. A man who had once been given the title Defender of the Faith by the same Pope, he was now cutting off. The irony wasn't lost on people at the time. But legal documents don't capture what it actually felt like. Think about what it meant to be a Catholic family sitting in your home in Somerset, Yorkshire, or Kent when the news arrived. Your family had been Catholic for as long as anyone could remember. Your grandparents were Catholic. Their grandparents were Catholic. The church down the road, the one where your parents married and your children were baptized, had always been Catholic. The prayers you knew by heart, the saints you called on in hard times, the rhythm of the liturgical year that shaped every season of your life, all of it was now suspect. All of it could get you killed. The Treason Act of 1534 made it a capital offence to deny the king's supremacy. You didn't have to pick up a weapon or plot anything. You just had to say the wrong thing out loud, and that was enough. Silence became survival. The wrong word at the wrong moment in front of the wrong person could mean the scaffold.